You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You've not seen that.
Hello and welcome to another episode of How the Fuck Have You Not Seen That?
Yay.
The podcast where we delve into our celluloid closets of shame to reveal to one another and our audience the films that we have been lying about seeing that we haven't seen but we really should have.
Mm.
There's a fair amount of shame in our film closets, but I feel like, I don't know if you guys agree, the standard of film is getting, it's just going downhill. The films that we're reviewing that we haven't seen.
All right, well.
Would you agree?
I mean, you know, no spoiler warnings for this week's one. No spoiler warnings, all right? You might love this film. It isn't as good as Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs. Or Braveheart.
Or Gladiator.
No, they are going down, aren't they? Although we did start with RoboCop, which is, you know, it's a bit cheesy, isn't it?
I guess that's the nature of the game, though.
That was the first one, yeah. The very first one.
So it went up, then a steep decline from then. Mm. So listeners, as you can probably hear, they didn't need an introduction. Mm. I'm going to give them one anyway. I am joined by the UK contingent, or as I like to call us, the left behind, because we're here on this godforsaken isle, locked in, and Gaz and Len are off in the sun enjoying freedom.
Yeah,
so,
getting all the girls. Yeah.
And they're not even here.
So
definitely not.
Yeah. So I'm joined by Emma and John.
Hello.
So, say hello.
We come as two.
And
not like that.
They are.
No.
They're just a pair.
Yeah, fine.
A pair of clowns.
Mm.
And speaking both of clowns, them this week.
No, it doesn't even make sense. Yes.
Yeah. It's Clown House. Mm. No, it's another actual double bubble. Regular listeners will know that last week we covered Taken. Myself and Len had not seen it, shamefully. And this week it is John and Emma who have not seen this week's film. So, John, I will come to you first and I will ask you, as is tradition,
yep,
how the fuck have you not seen Blood Diamond?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know how I missed this. So, I mean, it was 2006, is that right? I haven't done my research.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have it written down.
Good. Well, I guess it was the last year of uni for me. So I was probably distracted by kind of rushing through a dissertation in 2 days.
Drinking snake bite.
Doing exams and that. It was one of them where I thought, well, you know, I've done no work for 2.5 years. I should probably do something. 2-1, if you're asking.
Similar experience. Wow, well, I did not go 2-1.
Well, yeah. So I'm assuming that was kind of what happened there. And then I always meant to go back to it. And I'll be honest, I think if I'd have seen this film in 2006, 2007, 2008, I'd probably go, yeah, you know, it's pretty good. I don't think it's aged well. How about that? But to be honest, I love DiCaprio. So you know, I mean, The Great Gatsby is a terrible film.
Yep, I couldn't finish it, so that...
Yeah, it's dreadful. Yeah. How the fuck have you not seen The Great Gatsby? No, we're not doing that. So, yeah, so I suppose that's kind of why I didn't see it, I guess. But I really look forward to watching it, yeah? I really, really was looking forward to watching this. And well, because it's DiCaprio. It's DiCaprio. It's Jimon Hunsu. What's his name?
Jimon Hunsu.
Jimon.
Was it Jimon?
Blood Jimon.
Yeah, the D. It was
like Simon, but Jimon. Jimon.
All right, we'll call him Simon.
Yeah,
then.
I mean,
no,
so let's not,
because he's great.
I believe that's how you pronounce
he's
it.
He's great in Gladiator, which obviously we've already covered. Go listen to that. Better, but yeah, and to be honest, he's pretty good in this. It's just
yeah.
I know. Look, I go on to Emma because otherwise I'll end up spilling my guts.
Okay,
here.
Okay, yeah. So what we'll do is I will come back to you, obviously, for your Blueberries, but this is more the history of you and this film. So that's a nice succinct history, oral history. And Emma, same question. How the fuck have you not seen Blood Diamond?
So I had no idea what I was doing in 2006. I mean,
you're probably what, like 14 or something? You're young.
I was 17.
I'm so far off.
Why are you so offended, Emma?
I don't know.
I said
I don't
you're
know
young.
Why I'm so offended. I was probably working in Tesco's, going to college on my moped. So I didn't have time for movies.
Not allowed to watch films if you're working in Tesco's.
Or on a moped.
Definitely not.
Dangerous.
Or on a moped. They don't let you in on that. But so it's weird because I'm a huge Leo fan. We, you know, same as we all are. And I think the film I saw that changed my opinion about him and made me really love him as an actor was Shutter Island.
Yeah, good film.
And then I think all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, I need to watch all the films he's done because actually he is good. Not that shit actor from Titanic, which is what I remembered him as.
Harsh,
so man. I think I never got around to it.
He's all right in Titanic.
Like, I think I only watched Catch Me If You Can like 4 years ago.
What? That's one of my favourite films.
And it's
That's
amazing.
Definitely my favourite DiCaprio film.
So when John mentioned it last week, I was like, oh yeah, definitely haven't seen that. And I equally was looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to give you a brief synopsis, as is, again, tradition, from Rotten Tomatoes. And it says, Blood Diamond overcomes poor storytelling with its biting commentary and fine performances. Can you guess the scores, guys? Audience and critic.
Audience, 74%. Critic, 62%.
Okay. Close.
Yeah, I think the critic...
John?
I think the critics would... This is Rotten Tomato, did you say, or IMDb?
RT, yeah.
RT.
No, never IMDb. Always RT.
Yeah, I think they've probably... It's fresh, but it must have scraped it. So, yeah, like 60, low 60s.
Scraping fresh, yes. So 63% critic score, 90% audience score. You do the math on that one. So I'm just going to go over how I experienced the film. So I think I saw it a year or so after it came out. Didn't see it in the cinema. And I had quite high expectations for it because I think it was the next film DiCaprio did after The Departed. So it was like the golden era, I thought, for Leonardo DiCaprio. I just remember being quite disappointed by it. I think I thought it was going to be a lot better than it was. I thought Leonardo's accent was rubbish and I was just generally underwhelmed. So I haven't actually seen it since then. But Aaron, for some reason, loves it and will always quote it, which I think puts me off it even more.
What is he quoting from this film?
The big one. T-I-A. And I have a friend whose surname is Archer. So whenever I mention, he goes, Laura Archer. So it's just really, you can imagine, off-putting.
Fun and games.
So watching it again, I actually thought it was better... To begin with, I thought it was better than I remember. I actually think Leonardo's accent is really good. Like, it's consistent. Obviously, I'm not a native Afrikaans speaker.
Are you not?
You'll establish that. Oh. No. Well, I'll do some more impressions. I actually think it's really good. Like, it's consistent throughout the film. His performance is very good. The action's very brutal. It tries to address the complexity of the subject matter, but it is very muddled as a film. I think we've mentioned Jaimin Hunsu, and he is a fantastic actor, but I think the character of Solomon Vandy, like, they kind of really don't do him justice because he could have been a lot more compelling. He has zero agency. Like, the only agency he ever has is given to him by Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's just such a boring trope, I think. The only time he can ever do anything for himself is when he's outside of his influence. I think the ending is just super hypocritical. The fact that we've spent the film being told, quite rightly, that, you know, what the impact of trading these conflict diamonds is on the people that live in the countries, and then he sells it to the people that we've been told throughout are bad, and then at the same time is used to convict them. So it's really a case of Hollywood wanting it both ways, and I just think the ending doesn't stick at all. So actually, speaking about that, I've talked myself out of my score that I wanted to give it. Because I think it actually starts well, but it does get quite convoluted. And I do think that ending, I was like, what? I thought trading blood on was bad. Yeah, and I was just sitting there thinking, they've proper trying to dress this up and be like, well, he gets the money, but also, no, the bad guys are bad. It's like, okay, I don't get it. So I will give it 3 blueberries. I was thinking at the beginning of watching it, like in the sort of halfway through, it was on a 4, but I talked myself out of it. Emma, what did you think of the film and what's your score?
I ended up having to watch this in 2 parts, not because I took an ice cream interval, but because...
Necessary.
I was not engaged with this film. Leo's great. And so's...
Yeah, he is good in this, I think. Very good.
Like, I think he's brilliant. I think, as much as I care about the subject matter, very
this
much.
Is gonna be good.
I think it's very important. I did not care about the plot. Because it couldn't seem to make its mind up about whether it was a love story or like some kind of violent war flick or about a journey between two friends who learn to have compassion and love for each other or diamonds or a weird combination of all of them.
Muddled.
Some of it I enjoyed, and like there are some parts of it that are excellent. But actually, Lucy, what you've just said has made me revise my score too. Because now
I'm so influential.
The ending of this film makes no sense now. And because I hate doing this, it's very rare that I do, but because of that and the fact that I just really didn't enjoy it at all, it's 2 blueberries, mate.
Wow. Brutal.
Okay, just let that settle, that score. John, can you rescue this film for us? Because so far, it's not looking good.
Look, I mean, 3 blueberries it's an alright score, isn't it? You take
that.
Yeah,
it is. It's,
you go, oh, I saw a film the other day. Fine. Well, how many bloobs? 3. Okay, fine. So you're not going to ask for your money back.
Yeah, I do think it's good. I just think it could have been better, and it's not as prestige as it could have been with Leonardo in that stage of his career.
The prestige, Jaimin great Hunsu. Film, 5 bloobs.
That is a good film.
Yeah. See, now I do want to lower my score thinking about the prestige. Right. So...
Is it as good as the prestige? No.
0 bloobs. Right. So a lot of my score is going to be based on the fact that, I mean, this film has been hyped by at least 2 people in my life. They are like, wow. I cannot believe you've not seen this film. It's brilliant.
Is one of them Aaron?
Well, potentially. It isn't. But yeah, they were like, oh, you got to see this. So good. DiCaprio, he's so good. You know, he does the accent. He's good. And he's good. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Sounds good.
I'll watch it. And this went on for about 3 years. And then obviously I ended that on the weekend. I thought, oh, you know, give it a go. 20 minutes in, I'm like, fucking hell, you are having a laugh, aren't you? This is like... It's like an action film. It's not what I was expecting. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, and again, I haven't seen this in years, but I remember watching Lord of War. And I was kind of thinking about that when I was watching this, in that you've got Nicolas Cage, yeah. they're fucking arms dealers or whatever, and you think this is going to be shit. It's Nicolas Cage, it's going to be cringe. And actually, and I've not seen it in about 10 years, but I remember watching that thinking, fucking hell, like, this has really surprised me. Like, I'm actually quite impressed with this film. I thought it was just going to be dross, but they've handled the subject matter quite well. This is the opposite. It's like, I'm expecting it to be brilliant. I'm expecting it's DiCaprio, yeah. for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
But genuinely, yeah. like, if someone just went, look, we need to lower the budget here, get Gerard Butler in instead of DiCaprio, you'd have the same film. Same film, same score. It might be funnier because of the accent, because Gerard Butler's yeah. South African accent would be, or sorry, Rhodesian accent would be sensational. It's a bit of a mess, this film. It doesn't really understand what it wants to be. I cringe a little bit at the idea that...
That's what it is. It like, it's lost. It doesn't have an identity as a film, does it?
It's what, like, you said, trying, Emma, to find, yeah, itself. Like,
it's like,
it's, I think, like, it's worse because you expect DiCaprio films to be...
There is a good film in there, but it's not what we have watched, I don't think. There's, like, a better film.
There's no like grey areas here. It's just, I mean, how many fucking times are these guys going to come in on the big old Jeeps just firing wildly into the air? It's like, happens about 7 times, and every time it's like, oh, fucking hell. There's no nuance to this. Like,
there's no nuance.
I think there's a story to be told there. It's kind of like tragic in that you've got these like kids that are stolen away from their families. And naturally, like, these evil leaders, soldiers that are brainwashing these kids, they were once kids. It's not, you know, it's just a vicious cycle. And you don't really get that. It's just bad guys. Boo, but that's, I think, bad guys.
Yeah. As well, because it's Blood Diamond. So it's about Blood Diamond. It's about the diamond trade. And then it's like, also, there's child soldiers. And it doesn't really expand on that enough to give it the weight that such a topic deserves. I mean, I don't know if either of you have seen Beasts of No Nation, which is obviously a much better film, with Idris Elba. And you see the film from the eyes of a child soldier. But yeah, there's no, the amount of times it's just referred to as Africa. Oh, yeah, we're Africans, and in the country of Africa. And you think, this is a vast continent. And even in this film, you're just referring, like, why do us Africans do this to each other? It's like, well, you know, you're from a country. Like, we don't go, oh, as Europeans, and, oh, Europe, this TI Europe. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think when you say there's no nuance, that's correct. And they do try, and, like you said, Emma, there's, right, him trying to get back to his family, which for me is the most heart-rending bit. And he's, as I said, given
that's
no
the only bit I cared about.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's like, well, you can do it on DiCaprio's terms. Then you've got Jennifer Connelly, like, extremely thinly written character. She does her best with it. Yeah. And it's like, oh, if I take the photo, someone will cry, and the government won't care. And you think, yeah, that's true. But again, they're just trying to cram too much in. It's muddled. And like you said, John, when they're coming in with the guns, I know it would be very confusing in those times, but I'm like, who are these? Who's this? Why the Imhotep the mummy? There, what's he? Who's his role? As soon as I saw him, I was like, the mummy! Literally, love him. Love the mummy. How good is the mummy? Let's just talk about the mummy now.
Four bloops, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. It's all over the place. And as I say, I mean, I cringed at the, I won't say exploitation of the subject matter, because that's a bit strong and I don't want to be that guy. It is a little bit, though, isn't it? It is a little bit like, well, just, you know, let's just do Rambo again, but if in Afghanistan. It's like that. It's like Rambo 3, where it's just like, oh, this is a bit, what are you doing, man? There's a better story to be told here.
Yeah,
and
there is.
Like, I mean, Jennifer Connelly and DiCaprio, fuck me. Like,
when they were trying to do sexy dancing, you're talking about cringing.
Yeah, I reckon I've got better chemistry with people that drop off stuff from Amazon than they do in this film. Like, it's just...
Yeah,
I agree. I've seen you with the Amazon delivery man.
Awful. Yeah. Fucked his brains out. But no, so it was just like, Sin. Honestly, like the bit where he's drinking the wine or whatever the thing he's made in the
palm wine.
Yeah.
Palm wine.
And she's like, oh yeah, I'll have a bit. And then he's like, you know, I'm not an emotional guy, right? You know, my mum was a prostitute and killed or something. And my dad was killed as well. Yeah, I was 9. It's been a tough life. 2 minutes later, he's crying like a little baby. And it's like, oh, come on. And why is Jennifer Connelly holding his hand? And did they fuck? Who cares? Like, it's just, they're terrible. Honestly, I feel like I should be giving this 2 bloobs, to be honest. But, Joe, I'll give it 3 bloobs. No, I'll give it 3 bloobs. I do like Dimon Hensu. Jaimon,
yeah, I mean,
sorry,
there are moments, just his facial expressions, I feel like crying because he's just, there's no one else like him really in Hollywood where it's like the emotion is just there. And sometimes his voice went quite high and quite hoarse when he's screaming. And I'm like, oh, I want to cry. Like, I mean, he's when fantastic he's, and he is underserved.
When he beats the shit out of that guy, that is like, oh, yeah, you can feel it. And it's like, yeah, good. More of him. DiCaprio doesn't need to be in this.
His performance and his story are the only things I care about. Like,
but
Solomon.
It's sidelined.
Imagine,
yeah,
like,
hugely sidelined. And it doesn't need to be. I think if that was front and centre, it'd be amazing.
We don't need all the politics and the international like outrage about blood diamonds.
Yeah,
like, focus on this man.
Just simplify it. So imagine like Apocalypto, if you've seen that. Now, it follows... Oh, there you go. There's a film for you. Well, anyway, I won't ruin it for you. But the main guy is obviously not a Hollywood superstar. And the whole film just follows this one guy. And there's no real plot other than just this one guy just running. It's amazing. Now, if you'd have taken that film and then just added on fucking Robert De Niro as just his mate, you'd be like, well, what's he doing in this? You're taking me out of it, man. Like, honestly, DiCaprio doesn't need to be in this.
Solomon's story is amazing. And actually, so like one of my favourite scenes is where he finds his wife and his daughter and the baby at the refugee camp finally, and when they reunite at the fence, and then obviously that becomes seriously traumatic. And those, the only scenes that I gave a shit about were those, were the scenes with Solomon where he starts to get the things that he deserves. And I think if that film had been an hour shorter...
It is too long.
Way too long. And had,
the bit at the end is very tacked on and stupid.
Yeah, and had just... So get rid of DiCaprio, get rid of Jennifer Connelly, and just follow Solomon. I would have loved that film. Just follow his... From the
but
moment
He's not allowed to do anything without DiCaprio's, like, say-so. And that's what bothers me.
Maybe that's commentary, but...
Do you know what's a better film? Like, just with the existing film, I don't want to change it completely. If DiCaprio just guns down those two at the end, gets on a plane, flies off, that's the end of the film. Because you'd just be like, fucking hell, how brutal is that?
That's how it would really
go
down.
Turned
on
them. Wow. Yeah.
Maybe we'll redo it. We'll redo it.
What,
I'll give him a call.
John, what is your score?
It's a free bloob. It's a free bloob.
Okay. Right. Fair. Right. Okay. So Gaz and Len were supposed to be in this one today. Good job they're not, because that we've eviscerated it. Gaz and Len both gave it 5 blueberries, so yeah.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
Enjoy listening to this one, boys.
Sorry.
And it is now time after that. Yeah, well, not really evisceration, but it was. The scores are okay, but I think the critique was deep. I think this is a film you can watch and enjoy as long as you don't give it any critical analysis whatsoever. The minute you start thinking about it and going, what about that? It falls apart. But yeah, okay. There's our scores. Please stay tuned for a quick advert break.
Would you like to buy a Tiffany diamond for your loved one?
Yeah. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. So if you have been listening to us over lockdown and thinking, those guys, they're really getting me through this. They've got nothing better to do and they're just creating content when there's barely any content out there. I want to support them. You can. Please, if you haven't already, go to our channel on wherever you listen to your podcasts and click subscribe so you'll always get the newest content down onto your phone, and it just really gives us a big boost in the charts, I believe. And speaking of support, if you think, you know what, I've got a bit of extra money, you know, my diamond mining company is going really well, you can also join to be a patron. We've had two new ones this month, so I'm going to give a shout out to Off-White Savior. Not sure what that refers to. It might be the designer, not sure. And Al, he says that we can call him Al. So thank you guys for subscribing to us and also for joining us as patrons. If you think, oh yeah, I want to be shouted out in a podcast about a film or TV, you can do that. If you go to patreon.com/fancritical, you can sign up to support us. There are several different tiers, ranging from getting additional content to actually being able to commission a film. So if you're listening to us and thinking, I'd really love to hear what they think about Lord of War, you can pay and make that happen. Yeah, John, that's open to you as well. You can go and donate.
Yeah, I might have to now.
So yeah, if you're enjoying all of this, please go and either subscribe or go to Patreon, or do both. And that is the end of the advert break. Bloop, bloop, bloop. So Emma, you've already done your favourite scene. So I basically, that was the scene I was going to choose as well. although I'm not sure if I think it's clever or not, the way I was immediately sickened when Jennifer Connelly starts taking photos of them. Because there's that kind of the balance between, if you saw those photos in a magazine with the story, you would be very moved. But the idea of someone being there and taking photos while that's happening is made me feel a bit queasy.
I think it wasn't the action. It wasn't what she did, but how she did it. And there was kind of this like hungry look in her eyes going, oh, it's going to make great pictures in the magazine.
But then journalists aren't there... Yeah, if they're not there, then you're never going to know about this, even if it doesn't change anything. So, yeah, I mean, great acting again, although it's quite funny. It's like, this is a million people. This is what a million people looks like. We'll try and find your family. Oh, no, there they are. They're just by the port-a-loos. Yeah, hi, guys.
Jesse! 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 Dear.
And also, it's a little bit funny that it's like, your family here. Yeah, where's my son? Oh, he's not here. Well, you're all great. And, you know, I don't even need to see the baby. I've got to go and get my son. So that was a bit odd. Yeah, but yeah, that was a good, obviously some great acting from Jaimon there. Emma, you did the same one. Only one good scene in the film, apparently. John, do you have anything different?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Jaimon, he's good, man. I think he's good. The bit where, you know, he's having the fight with Leo, let's just call him Leo, Archer, and, you know, he's on the floor, he's on his knees, and he's like, you know, he's very emotional.
I said stop! He is not down there, all right? All right. You're going to need some of that old discipline, huh? Now, you listen here, my boy, and you listen well. You are not going down there. Are we clear?
You are not the master.
Right now, that is exactly what I am. Fucking move, huh?
Don't you move.
Don't you move, huh?
My son is there.
Your son is gone. Huh?
He's alive.
He's gone.
He's alive. He's there with those crazy people. I am his father. His father. I should have protected him. I must go find him. I cannot live without Chloe. Shoot me if you want, but I'm going. But it doesn't matter. I'm dead already.
Talking about he has to go. Like, his son's definitely down there. And he was like, no, all right, I have no basic understanding of humanity, all right? We need to go over here immediately. He's like, no, but my son. He's like, all right, well, let's go down there and look for 2 seconds at night and then we'll leave. I thought that little fight, that little emotional tirade, if you will, it was good. It was good. I watched that. I was like, fucking hell, he is good, isn't he? And that's all you want. That's all you want. But again, more of
him. Give him more time. Yeah.
I love Leo, but his character is just too much of him in this. And I would rather them go, right, so he meets that Jennifer Connelly, and that sets up the whole, you know, she's a journalist and blah, blah, blah. But then she's killed.
Yeah, she gets
she's dead 20 minutes in. All right, we don't need her anymore. Go
when
away.
They all get, when all the journalists get shot, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
kill
on the bus.
Her then. No? Waste.
I mean, look, if Leo, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, avid subscriber, this isn't about.
He's off
your
white
talent.
Saviour, probably.
Damn straight. Maybe he's
a
Al.
Patron.
Probably Al.
Yeah.
It's not about your acting, mate. You're wonderful. Your character is just.
I actually
shit.
Think he's good in it. I actually think he's
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
but
his acting is great. The character just sucks.
There's too much of him being the anti-hero, but the who turns good at the end for some reason. I mean, he hasn't really got a choice because he's dying. Spoiler warning. But yeah, just need much yeah. more Jaimon in life. Just put him in everything.
Yeah, total standout
okay,
performance
so,
from him. Like,
yeah, so
epic.
The next section is fave performances. So out of the main three, I think we've kind of covered who is the best. Solomon Vandy.
Yes.
He is yeah. just fantastic and underused and for shame for that.
If I had to pick a lesser great character, I'd pick David Harewood's performance as
yes.
Captain Poison. I think he's great.
Was he in like Holby City or something?
Yeah.
He's done a lot of British
yeah.
dramas, and then he was in Homeland. That's where he got his big break in America.
Right.
Arsenal fan.
He's done some...
I've seen him at the Emirates yeah. before.
Yeah?
Back in 1982.
How old
when
are
you? When
you
were 18.
Yep. Back in the heady days. Yeah, he's quite like larger than life, which is fine. I don't think you need nuance in that
on,
sort of character. Yeah. That makes you larger than life. I've descended into singing. Yeah, he's pretty, yeah, that's quite a fun, evil but fun character. I did query why
evil but fun.
Solomon has gone to hide the stone. He bumps into him. Gets away with it and then immediately just opens it. It's like, fucking look around and make sure it's not still there.
That was stupid.
Solomon, yeah. not so smart at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, the toe bit, great. The
yeah,
actions
good.
Afterwards.
Mm. Toe good.
Bad.
Toe good. Actions bad. Okay, so anything else stood out performance-wise? I'm trying to think if there's anyone else in it.
No, can I have a go at the soundtrack
Michael
again?
Sheen. Yeah, Michael can I just Sheen, say Michael Sheen, Jesus. just funny, just him popping up. And also Dr. Fonseca from EastEnders was in it. So, you know, you've got the Mummy, you've got Michael Sheen, and you've got
who's Dr.
Fonseca,
from...
Did you ever used to watch EastEnders?
Well,
I didn't know that was his name,
90s,
but I do
yeah.
recognise him, yeah.
Yeah, nah, you know when something just sticks in your head? He's the pilot and he's like little...
Oh,
like,
yeah,
Nabil.
Yeah.
They get Solomon
Nabil.
Out.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
You even know his name. Well done. I just think he's Dr. Fonseca. Okay. You want to have a go at the soundtrack?
Yeah.
John, shoot.
I don't know who does it, and I did mean to do some research. I've done none, which is why I'll probably fail miserably on this quiz as well. Because normally I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to struggle with this quiz, but I've done like 100 questions beforehand. Genuinely for this one, I've done nothing. But the soundtrack, again, it's like... It just seems inappropriate at times. And okay, if it's an action movie, then fine. But it just felt so flat. And it almost like it's, I think it's what dates the film a little bit. I mean, you mentioned The Mummy. Mm. Yeah, I mean, this music seems like it belongs to something like that. You could just put it in a Disney movie. And maybe I've just been spoiled by... some of the soundtracks that we've covered, Ramin Djawadi and, you know, Hans Zimmer. Maybe
there was a bit of Nas at the end, though.
There's a little bit of Nas at the end. But again, it's like, yeah, and there's some Tupac halfway through as well. But I'm talking about, you know, the music that plays
the
in
incidental
the action
music.
Scenes. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I hate
well, again, it.
It
goes back to the film not knowing what its identity is, isn't it? That it's all just a bit jarring.
Mm. Yeah, I've
muddled is
the
word.
So there you go.
Yeah,
that's
not,
it. Just, I just
the
wanted
best.
To
didn't
just
add
wanted
anything.
To raise that.
Okay, just one final dart in the heart of Blood Diamond. Okay, well now it is quiz time. And full disclosure, shout out to Len. So he did the question. So if you think, oh, they're too easy, like in Taken. Actually, that was Len that was complaining about the questions in Taken. It's not me. It is he. So send your complaints directly to Len.
Oh, I'm not fussed.
We're going to start. These, I will say, some of these are quite easy. Some of them I wouldn't have known. So, Emma, I will start with you. Number one. Where is Danny Archer from? And if you can do the accent, you don't get an extra point, but I would enjoy it, and I think the audience.
No, but you might offend
it.
Listeners.
I can't. He's from, I think they'd enjoy Rhodesia.
It. Was that your attempt at the accent?
No, I was okay. Purposely not doing it. I can't okay, do.
You're not going to do it. Rhodesia. There you go. I think everyone would enjoy that. Right, you're right. It is Rhodesia.
It's Arab, is he?
John. Yeah. Who knows with that accent? Actually, the accents are all right. Yeah. John, Zimbabwe, what does really, RUF but... stand for? It is now, yeah. RUF. What does it stand for?
Fucking hell.
Royal Air Force.
The Revolutionary. That's one, yeah. The Revolutionary. I don't know. The Revolutionary.
Think about what they're doing and what they might be.
United Revolutionary United Force.
Oh, it's Revolutionary United Front.
Oh, so, really?
How did you not get that?
No, but again, wrong. I've done no research, so I thought
you
I was
watched
pretty.
It, so.
No, I know, but I was seething.
You got.
You know, I'm,
yeah.
You know.
Well,
I didn't
thought
know
it was quite a good
seething
guess.
While listening.
Yeah, I knew United guess, Front, but I didn't know what they are.
Not close enough. Emma, question two for you. Who or what is the company in London who buys conflict diamonds? That's just the way he's worded it, not me. Who or what?
Oh, can I steal this
one? Sam London.
Is that allowed?
If she says no, if she doesn't know, then yeah.
Mr. Van Camp, isn't it, or something?
Nearly, but no. John?
Van de Kamp.
Damn it!
It's actually Van de Kapp.
So oh, what? Oh.
K-double-A-P. K-double-A-P.
Is
okay.
That
John,
pronounced, though?
What does Diavandi rename himself as when he's a child soldier?
See me no more?
Yes. Correct.
Nice.
Booyah.
Armando. Emma, what town or settlement is a diamond mine located in?
Coney?
She said Catford.
It's not Catford. It's not in South East London, no.
It begins
maybe
with a K. Does it begin with a K?
You're thinking
it
of
does,
Van Camp again, aren't you?
Can't. Green Vandercamp.
Kuno? Kuna? Oh.
Kano. Kano, yeah. He get him on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Some rhythms.
Come on.
It's
why
Kono.
Why am I getting these ones? Damn it.
Right.
I
I'm
was
not,
nearly there.
We're not doing this again.
It's fine. It's not your fault.
Rubbish.
It's not. Right, John. Your one. Question three for you. In what country is a refugee camp housing Solomon's family? A clue. Africa's not a country, so don't say that.
I think I know this as well. That's what annoys me. The other ones, I'm blagging it. This one, I do remember coming up.
Oh, yeah, it comes up in the film. Yeah,
they fly there.
Nah,
do you know what? I don't want to keep people waiting all day.
No.
I'm not even going to guess.
Is it Sierra Leone? I don't know.
No, it's
not Sierra Leone. It's Guinea.
Oh, you know, that's, I wouldn't have got that.
It's Guinea. Okay. Emma, what does TIA mean?
This is Africa.
Yeah, I did a stupid impression of it. Come on. Yes, correct.
I know, it just, you know, when your mind goes blank and I was like,
I am Africa.
Right. So if you thought that was easy, John. Your question. What colour is inside the blood diamond?
Pink.
Yes, correct. So there are some easy ones. He's dotted in there for you. So you've each got two so far. and we've had 4 questions, so I think you have to get the next questions right, if my maths is correct, in order to not have to watch it again.
I mean, are we not supposed to have 6 questions? I mean, you're supposed to get 3.
There's 6, yeah.
Yeah, but not when there's 2. Yeah. It's too
but you've had 4. No, there's 12 questions.
Oh, yeah, no,
you're
okay.
4 each.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
I'm,
fine, yeah.
I'm writing it down, mate, because I knew I'd get confused.
Yeah,
okay,
fine.
Emma, what does Solomon think his son will grow up to be?
Oh, fuck
a doctor.
Yeah, correct.
I don't have to watch it again. Yay!
Yeah, yeah. Emma, you're safe. Congratulations. You never have to darken your door with this film. John, what country do the diamonds legally get exported from?
Oh, fuck off.
This
honestly,
one's like mentioned a lot. It's quite an
no,
easier
but
question.
Again, it's like, I'm not... You know, don't ask me geography questions, man. Ask me why...
It's in the film.
I know, but fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? Come ask on. Me anything about Henry VIII. What is it? No, again, I'm not even.
Can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not even going to guess. That's because
okay.
That,
it's, it's Liberia.
Yeah, again, wouldn't have got it.
He cuts them out of the goat, the soldier. He's trying
I
to.
I know,
ship
but
them
he's
across
not going. Well, yeah, but they're not fucking saying it as he's doing it. Is that going? These are Liberian goats.
Liberian girl. Okay, Emma, you're safe, but for pride. Don't think you'll get this one, because I wouldn't have got it, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Where is the middleman who sorts the diamonds? Quite a vaguely worded question, but that's what we've got.
Bulgaria.
No.
What
Monrovia.
Was the question?
I don't think that's a real place. Where is the middleman who sorts
Monrovia.
The diamonds? Oh, Monrovia. I think it's meant to be like Fitzrovia, but fake. Monrovia is the answer. So, Emma, you are safe. You've got 3 out of 6. Congratulations.
Boom, boom.
John, it all comes down to this. You don't have to watch it again.
No, I'm not watching it again anyway. So, carry on.
Wow. The terms of the contract state that you have to. How old was Danny when his parents were brutally murdered?
9.
Nice one, then, John. Correct. So, you both just did it. So well done. And thank you, Len, for the questions. Because it's a hard film to get questions out of, I think, because
Monrovia
not much plot, really.
Is
like,
the
do you know what I mean?
City of Liberia.
Yeah, just geography.
Oh,
just constant
literally
geography.
It didn't even exist. Sorry, Liberians.
Yeah.
Nice name, though.
Over a million,
nice word.
Over a million people.
Good. Well, there you
shout
go. It's done
each
now,
and
anyway.
Every one of them. Yeah, so you both passed. Don't have to watch it again. Woo! Not only that, podcast is over. So
well,
everyone's
is it?
A winner.
Is it, eh? Because...
You know what? I'm glad someone switched on, because it's not quite over. Now, if he was here, little Gareth... I'm not going to say his surname, actually. Little Gaz...
Little Gareth
Evans. ...would
be telling
us the film that he hasn't seen, which does surprise me, knowing him. Gareth hasn't seen Avatar.
Fucking
so the next film
hell,
we'll be covering
what?
Is the James Cameron CGI-laden epic... That's a very long film as well, if I remember correctly.
That's
it's
amazing.
No
that
though,
has
it?
Not seen that.
Avatar, I know. I'm surprised. So
fucking
that will be
hell.
The next one that we cover, guys.
For Gaz as well, that is mental. Like, he loves not real people.
He loves not real people. If they're blue, so much the better. He loves
the
bloody
loves
okay,
people.
So, he loves them.
There we go.
So that's it, guys. Have you got anything else you want to add about Blood Diamond? Any more impressions? I feel like I've kind of hogged the impressions.
Don't buy conflict diamonds, guys. Check the provenance of your diamonds.
Some of us are a bit more unique and just want like an opal or something. We don't just want diamonds.
A sapphire.
You know. I'd quite like a yellow
diamond.
Yeah,
Aaron.
But not...
Right?
Yeah, Aaron. Doesn't even listen to me, so don't worry. God. You won't listen.
No, that's all I have to say. Don't buy conflict diamonds.
Yeah, don't.
No, that's quite a nice,
don't buy conflict
nice thing
diamonds.
To end on. Don't buy any diamonds. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Buy Bitcoin. Yeah?
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. Got that covered. Right. That's what women really want. They want Bitcoin. They want
cryptocurrency.
That's what the ladies are after. Okay, well, thank you, John and Emma. Thank you
Thanks,
for watching
Lucy.
This film and for providing your considered insight into it. Gaz and Len are going to be fuming, so, you know, that's a bonus. And thank you guys for listening. We will be back with Avatar, Unseen by Gareth. Thank you. Stay safe. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.